إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned ألحاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this competition that you have, the competing that you do, will not end until you reach your graves. I remind myself and you that the character of a people is determined by the things, or reflected in the things they compete for. The character of a people is reflected in the things that they compete for. If you take the ancient Spartans, they used to compete in terms of physical strength and military prowess in sword fighting and in archery. And so they have been known through the ages as people who were, as a nation, probably the most physically fit of any people at any time. The entire nation was like that. They used to compete for that. That was what they were honored for, and so on and so forth. And what we know today as Olympic Games came out of that. So that was the reflection of their character, people who were focused on physical development. Similarly, we have different examples of different civilizations who competed for different things. There were people who competed in building structures. There were people who competed with each other in terms of learning poetry, for example, and literature. So you have nations from which came amazing amounts of poetry and writing. We have people who competed, if you take the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and of those times, we find people who competed in terms of piety, people who competed in terms of how much they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much charity they gave. The famous, so many stories of the competition between Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who competed in terms of charity that they gave, who competed in terms of good deeds. And they used to, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu would always try to exceed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the goodness, in whatever he tried to do, and so on. So we have different examples, if you read history, of people who competed for different things. And it's my contention that this reflects the character of those people. So we need to ask ourselves, what is it that we compete for? Today we live in a world, in a consumerist society, where we seem to compete for things to accumulate. How many things can I buy? How many things can I have? How many possessions can I have? And this consumes us. We earn money and we spend that money in collecting possessions. Different kinds of things. Some people like gadgets, some people like gold and silver, some people like property, some people like clothes and so on. So different things, but end of the day, it all amounts to the same thing, which is how much of stuff can I accumulate in my life. And the strange thing is that we all openly admit to the fact that this is not adding any value to us, that it's something which is creating stress. Because of this competition, we put ourselves and our lives in to all sorts of difficulties and stress. We get into debt, we get into all sorts of negative things. And at the end of that, all those possessions really do not add any value. They don't make you happier, they don't make you more comfortable, they don't do anything. As a matter of fact, they become a pain themselves, because having accumulated the possessions, you then have to guard them and look after them. And people who collect things, you ask them how much time goes in protecting those things and so on and so forth. But we still do it. So the question is, why? And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the surah of Takathur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is what you will do until you go to your graves, to your qubur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whole surah, if you look at all the meaning of all the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will find out, definitely you will find out. A day will come when you face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And the day will come, and Allah advised us, and He said that, fear the Jahannam before you can see it. Have faith in it, have believe that it is there before you can see it. And then Allah said that, the day will come and you will definitely see it. And then of course, seeing is believing, so you will believe, Ayn al-Yaqeen, you will believe it because you see it, but that kind of belief is of no use. So the thing to do is to believe in the jaza and saza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we actually see it, and to correct our lives so that we save ourselves from the punishment of Allah and we get the reward from Allah jalla jalaluhu. And then the final ayat of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that on that day you will be asked about those things that you used to take pleasure in, those things of ease that were so important for you. Again, bringing us back to the issue of competition in terms of what we do. If you go to, if you look at, the things that we take pleasure in, the key problem of this culture, of this chasing things to accumulate, is that it's a culture which naturally, because you are chasing things to accumulate, there is very little sharing in society, because that's the opposite of accumulating. Sharing is the opposite of accumulating. Accumulating is to gather it for yourself. Sharing is to give it away. So even though we know that the wealth of a person does not depend on how much he has, but on how much he can afford to give away, we still don't do it. So we have a society which is characterized simultaneously by enormous wealth and enormous poverty. I mean, that's a strange thing, because if you say that your refrigerator is full of food, but you are dying of hunger, it makes absolutely no sense. Because if the fridge has the food, if your house is full of food, then why are you dying of hunger? But we are like that. We are like somebody whose house is full of food. His refrigerator is full of food, freezer is full of food, he's got food in his wherever, but dying of hunger. And we are like that as a people and as a world, where we have accumulated wealth to a level which, I'm not saying this was never there before, maybe it was, but certainly it's people have huge wealth, and there are people also who are literally dying of hunger. So simultaneously we have this completely dichotomous and very paradoxical situation. And the reason for that is what we compete for, and we compete for things to accumulate. So I remind myself and you that everything begins with the self. So what is it that you are willing to give up today? Think of that. What is it that you are willing to give away today? And think about this also, that when we give away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a premium on giving away that which you love the most. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah said that you will not reach the level of piety until you give up and spend in the path of Allah that which you love the most. That is not necessarily material, it can be anything, but it is something that you love the most. Until you give that in the path of Allah, you will not reach piety. So giving in the path of Allah is not giving away stuff you don't need, stuff you don't want, but it is giving away things really that you love. So give away also that which you don't need and don't want. But think about it in the sense that if you want to reach the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it has to be done through giving up that which you really want to have, something which you love. So what is it that you want to love, that you love, which you want to have, that you are willing to give away? So think of that. So what is it that we are willing to give up today? What is it that we are willing to give away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now if we do that on a daily basis and say every day I will give something, imagine the amount of goodness that you will spread around you, because there are so many people in need. And they will not get if you and I live in this culture of accumulating stuff. They will get if we change this to a culture of sharing stuff. So if the character of a people is reflected by what they compete in, and today our character is reflected by our competition in collecting things, then imagine what our character would be if we were known to be people who competed in giving things, in giving away things, competed in charity, competed in alleviating the suffering of others. I remind myself and you that we need to do this before the time comes when we meet our Rabb, when we go into our graves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to enable us to see the value in sharing, the value in giving, the value in not accumulating stuff. Somebody took a picture of Gandhiji after he died. They took a picture of his possessions, and they say that all he had was his glasses, the round glasses that he used to wear. He had a pair of wooden shoes, slippers, and he had one dhoti, the one he was wearing, and he had a spare dhoti. That was the sum total of his material wealth. And then till today we take the name of the man with respect because of what he contributed. So the key thing is, and I can say this the same thing about, I'm deliberately giving you the example of Gandhiji because you know, we live in a country where from where he came, and he is more visible and accessible to us. If you go into the, of course, the lives of our Salaf, we have any number of such examples of people who, including Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he passed away, you know, what did he have? So the whole issue is this, that the character of a nation is reflected in what they compete in. And as I said, let us try to imagine that situation where we become known for as a people who used to compete in how much they could give to others. People who used to compete in how much they used to give to others. We ask Allah to make it easy for us. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.